The first time I heard Michael Kiwanuka, I didn't know it was him.
Did you ever want it? Did you want it back? Oh, my.
His 2016 song, Cold Little Heart, opened each episode of the smash HBO show Big Little Lies. Back then, Kiwanuka was still getting his footing as an up-and-coming British singer-songwriter.
At the beginning, you're like really wanting to impress your peers. You sort of make your own music, and it's from the heart, it's like authentic, but you've got half an ear on like, I really want to make sure that this has credibility, I guess.
He's well past that phase now. In 2020, he won the coveted Mercury Prize. The next year, he got a Grammy nomination for Best Rock Album. This year, he played the main stage at Glastonbury. And now, he has a new album out called Small Changes.
Back when I was lost, stumbling around, you found me, now I can see my feet won't touch the ground.
He spoke to us while he was in a car bouncing from place to place on his press tour, and Michael Kiwanuka told me, this record is his answer to a simple question. What if you stopped trying to be cool?
This time around, I was free from that, and it felt really nice, you know, that confidence and that peace of mind.
God knows I gotta be leaving the rest of me.
I'd like to go back in time and talk a little bit about your musical evolution because it's an interesting one. There's a song on this album called Lowdown, and you said it's about a teenage you.
Early morning I rise to the local, watching.
Can you paint a picture of that kid for us, like the music he was listening to, what he was doing? What was that scene?
Yeah, it was, you know, probably just picked up the guitar, first couple of years of playing guitar, was like singing only out of necessity if I was, because I really wanted to start a band and there wasn't always a singer. So I would like do it because I had to, but I never actually wanted to at that time.
Huh, so your vision was being a guitarist, not a frontman, not the lead singer.
Yeah, big time. I was listening to like, actually a lot of American guitar music, like some grunge from like Nirvana to Pearl Jam even, like also like some even some punk rock like Everclear, so, you know, really stuff that you wouldn't.
That sounds nothing like the music you make today.
yeah, nothing like it. And so in my head back then, before, sort of before getting into more like jazz music, I was like into just like guitar bands. And so Lowdown Part 1, the reason why it was sort of me looking back at the teenage self was that I was actually trying to write those kind of songs. I just sort of didn't know fully how yet.
You enrolled in a jazz program at the Royal Academy of Music and you left before it was over. Do you ever think about what your career as an artist would look like if you had stayed on that path?
Yeah, I do a lot. Because that it was after I dropped out of there that I started to sing. So I'm actually glad I did. But I think it would look completely different. I'd probably be doing more like teaching guitar, maybe pub gigs, playing jazz or whatever around London for fun, but not playing, not making records, you know. I definitely wouldn't be doing that.
Okay, so just to follow the threads here, singer-songwriter Michael Kiwanuka grew up listening to rock music as a teenager, went to school studying jazz, and you're also the child of two parents who emigrated to the UK from Uganda. Was there that musical thread as well from them?
Yeah, I mean, probably like subliminally. I think the rhythm and like the feel of music, if like family, like aunties and uncles would come around, they would play like Ugandan music or like Ugandan pop from like the 70s, which young people my age would consider old, uncool music.
Is there even a subtle place on this album that you could tease out where that ripple reaches?
Yeah. I think it's the bass. I think like the bass on Floating Parade, just that like feel and groove is like definitely from Africa.
And is that particularly typical of, like, the old-fashioned 70s Uganda rock that your parents would play?
Yeah. You'd have a bass groove like that going, and you'd have, like... But then the electric guitar would have, like, a melodic high-picking pattern that was, like, had a good groove. And then there'll be, like, harmonies and soulful vocals over the top. And there was just so much rhythm and color to it. So, you know, it's always in there, you know, and I feel like this, being able to play and write songs like this is definitely indebted to, like, my parents and that Ugandan heritage in the blood. So I'll be a full-on child.
Will you also tell us about the lyrics to this track? People keep talking. People keep talking about how pots don't melt. Well, we don't belong in this hard luck hand we're dealt.
Yeah, yeah. So, Flowing Parade is like, we can switch on the news today and like, there's so many horrible stories. You can feel pretty low and there's some crazy stuff happening in the world. And one of the ways like, I quite like to deal with that sometimes is just to sort of like, focus on like better times coming. Just that actively like believing that is like, it's kind of like a protest. And the Floating Parade is like an image of that. I literally sort of imagined this cloud and people just partying on top of it. And it was like everything was good. And so when everything's all murky downstairs, you're just looking up there and it gets you trudging through day by day and you don't get too down. And the pots don't melt specifically is like, the image is like clay. Clay doesn't melt. You know, so it doesn't matter how hot it gets, it like stays strong. Oh. We're supposed to be like, if the temperature around us in life is flipping difficult, you're like, we don't melt, but that's just not true. It's just like toxic to think like that. And then the English one is stiff up a lip, but pots don't melt sounds way better. Sounds more like a Bill Withers song.
Well, Michael Kiwanuka, is there a track you'd like us to go out on?
Yeah. There is. I really, really love the title track. Small changes solve the problems. It was the first song in the studio that came that made me feel like, right, we're making a record and got me really excited about the album. It was sort of the first thing I made. And I've always sort of wanted to write a song like that as well. So, and I think it's really beautiful. So I'd love people to hear it.
It's such a wistful song. It's like, it's hopeful, but it's not starry-eyed, idealistic, unrealistic hopeful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And that's like, I was trying to make the whole album like, I don't want it to be depressing, but I also don't want it to be like fake, like everything's great. Because it isn't. But it's worth going for it, you know? It's worth having that hope anyway. There is always light in the tunnel. You just got to like go for it, believe in it.
Well, Michael Kiwanuka, congratulations on your new album, Small Changes, and thank you for talking with us about it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.